Is Daf Kuf Yud. So we got to the last two lines of Kuf Tes Amin Beis. The Gemara says we're still talking about some interesting topics of eating different foods and refuah. So the Gemara says, Hayman Ditarki Chivaya, a person who has been by a snake, Laisi Ubra Dechamra Chivarti, you should bring the embryo of a white donkey, Velikre, and tear it open, Velosri Ilave, and place it on the area where you got bitten. It's only true if the chomer, the donkey, wasn't to be a trefa. If it was a non-trefa, even though it's not a kosher animal, this would be effective for that wound. So Hahu, the Gemara now says, going on to Daf Kuvyud, Hahu Bar Kasha de Bumpadisa, a certain individual, Rashi's Mimona Lamelache, a servant, a minister of the king, Visahaya, a Jew, so he lived in Pumpadisa, the Tarke Chive, he was bitten by a snake. There were 13 white donkeys in Pumpadisa. Karina Lechul, he cut all of them open. They all found to be trefos. There's one other donkey on the other side of Pumpadisa from where he lived. By the time they were able to bring it over, a lion ate the donkey, so there was no donkeys left for him to heal himself. So Amar Leho Bai says to them, Duma Chivaya Derabanan Tarke. Perhaps a Nachash of the Chachamim bit him. Deles Leasusa. Maybe the reason why they weren't having the donkeys weren't available because maybe the something he had done. Rashi says Sheover Al Nidui Chachamim. Perhaps he violated something a Nidui Chachamim placed upon him. V'Nachash Noshcho Akach, and a snake bit him because of this. Ain lower food, so such a food doesn't exist for a person, and that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu had a shkacha about this that every donkey would die or have a trefa, so it wouldn't be available for use. Back to the Gemara, the Dechsiv it says in the pasuk, "Upori to gather yishchenu nachash." Those who breach a gather fence, they're going to be bitten by a snake. So perhaps that's why nothing was available. So Amrilei, they said back to Abaye's analysis of this Gemara, in Rebbe Shu, you're correct. The chinach nafshe the Rav when Rava was nifter.
It says over here the donkey wasn't found to be a trefa, but here it seems when he was looking, it seems that he opened up and he found the trefas. It seems that the
refuah only works if there's no trefa. The maisa, when this particular maisa, there were no donkeys. All the donkeys had trefa, so that's why it wasn't available for a refuah.
I'm saying, who's the trefa, the donkey or the donkey?
The donkey. I think the donkeys,
so,
yeah.
Right, so it's a donkey, and over here it says, if the donkey is trefa, why do you have to open up and see that?
It wasn't good. A donkey only works if it's not a trefa. So let's go right there. So Amrilei, Amrilei said to him, in Rebbe, it's true, Rebbe, you're right, the chinach nafshi, the Rav, when Rav died, Gazer Rav Yitzhak Barbisna, he was goes to Dileka, to Limitne Asa, Vigidme the Behilula, Batavla, that no one was able to bring Hadassah, Asa's a Hadassah. And the gidmi are referring to certain palm branches, lebei hilula betavla into the wedding hall, into the chasana with certain bells on. The ozel iu amte asa, but this particular individual we're talking about right now was able to amte asa. He brought hadassim in the gidmi lebei hilula, is able to sneak it into the chasana. And therefore, since the Chachamim had made some gzeira, Rashi explains here that there was such a gzeira that they shouldn't bring anything into the halls, and he went against this, so he brought in the bells and everything like that. So therefore, he was violating the din of the Chachamim, and Tarkei Chivya Imes, and therefore he died. We see there's such a concept here to bring Hadassim at a chasna. Such a thing exists, you know, under the Sephardi weddings, the Sephardi chuppas, they all say bracha by Hadassim. There's such a concept of a Hadassim. There's a much deeper meaning to why that would be. But either way, that's brought down. One of the ideas is most likely is because chasna and kala represent Adam and Chava. Adam and Chava, B'nai Sascha writes, he writes in Adar, in Chodesh Adar, he writes that every single sense was involved in the Chet of Adam HaRishon, except one sense was not mentioned, the five senses. So they saw the Eitz Hadas, they tasted the Eitz Hadas, they felt, they even heard, they're hearing each other. But the one sense that's not mentioned in the Parsha is smell, sense of smell. So B'nai Sascha explains that the sense of smell was never impacted by the zoom of the Nachash, it was never impacted. The Koach HaReach stayed protected, and therefore this Indian of Hadassim, smelling, it represents the ability to protect itself. That's why Esther and Hadassah, the Purim is all about smelling. There's a lot of connections to smelling, and Chai Vinish, the Besume, Lashon of Besamim. There's many, many connections of smell in Adar and Purim. So Esther is Hadassah, there's such an Indian. So that's why there's Hadassah under the Chuppah, and a deeper understanding, because Chasan and Kala represents Adam and Chava coming together. The Hadassah represents that which was not impacted, the smell which was not impacted by the chayt of Adam Arisha. So the Gemara then says, Vayter, Hayman de karche chiva, a person who was wrapped by a snake. A snake was wrapped around him. Linchos lemaya, he should go into the water. Vilischof de kula resha, and he should take a basket and turn upside down over the head of the snake. Vilahadke minei, and he should push away the snake. Turn it backwards and kind of shove it away with the basket. Vichisalak ilave, and when the snake goes away, lishte lemaya, he should throw it into the water. Vilislake vilaisei, and then he should leave the water. So this is, I'm not sure if it's a refuah, or this is simply a defense mechanism, how to fight against the snake. But that's the recommendation. Go into the water, take a basket, shove it, and then throw it into the water. Haiman demikne beichivaya, a person who angered a snake. Iike chavrei behadei, if he has another friend with him, lirkive arbe garmide, he should go on the friend for 4 amos away. And somehow that will help out. The snake can't reach him, he's on the guy's shoulders. Vilo, if he has no other friend with him, lishvar nigre, he should jump over a ditch of water, and this way the snake won't be able to catch him. Vilo, if that's not available, liabanare, he should go over the side of the river. Ubilel, if it's a nighttime, losvei lapurya arba chavisa, he should go onto a bed that's on lying on top of 4 different jugs. Vinigne bechochve, and he should sleep under the stars, no roof on top of him. Velaisi arba shunare, and he should bring 4 different cats. Velisvenu barba kari tiparia, tie them to the 4 legs of the bed. And velaisi shachve, he should bring some twigs. Velishte hasam, he should throw them underneath the bed. Chishami kale, so when you hear the snake, achile, they will eat it. The cats will eat the snake from coming. Okay, so these are different techniques to protect the person. Yeah, very. Yeah. Hai man the right abase, a person who's being chased by a snake. Lehart beichalta, he should run into some sandy area because apparently snakes don't move as well and you'll be able to beat the snake. So these seem to be just like very logistical ways to avoid being bitten by a snake. Now, hai itza dechazia chivai, if a woman sees a snake, velo yada iyav daite ilave ilo yav daite ilave, not sure whether the snake has her on mind or not, tishalech amana, she should remove her clothing, v'nishte kamein, throw them in front of the snake, nimikrech behu, if the snake ends up wrapping itself around the clothing, daite ilave, that indicates that the snake was after her. Vilo, if the snake ignores the clothing, then lo yav daite ilave, then the snake was not interested in chasing after the woman. So my takante, what should a person do that the snake is interested in? Meaning if the snake goes after the clothing, that means next in line is her. So what should she do? Ikadami, some say, koshikain the talk of la yetzer. So some say, tishamish kame, she should have tashmish in front of the snake, and this way to realize that she's already taken. And ikadami, some say, koshikain the talk of la yetzer. That's the case. If the snake is in the presence of tashmish, that's going to certainly generate even more of a yetzer for the snake to go after the woman. Elatishkal mimazia bitufre, she should take her hair, take her nails, and vetishte bain, throw them at the snake. Vetayman say, dishtane ana, I'm in need now, and therefore stay away from me. Okay, next maisa. Again, this is full of interesting maisas, this stuff. Hayitisa the ayil be chivai, if a woman a snake came in, a nachash came near a woman, lipasai, she should spread her legs. For lisfe atar te chavisa, she should stand on top of 2 barrels, this way the snake can climb up to get her. For laisi bisa shmeinam, bring fat meat. The lishte agumre, and throw them onto hot coals. The laisi agane de tachle, and she should bring some basket of cress. The chamer rechasana, and boiling, or rather wine that smells. The losve hasem, and put them there in the area. And the litshukinu bahade hadade, mix the cress and wine together. The linkot tzavse biyade, and she should take a pair of tongs and in her hand, dechi meirch recha, when it begins to smell, the snake smells the fragrance, nafki vase, and it comes from her, velishkle, velikle, binure, she shall take it and burn the snake in the fire. The ilah, lo hadar ilave, because if not, the snake's going to keep coming back to her. So that's the eitza to avoid a snake if it's chasing after. Okay. Gemara now says vayter. Kola, ochlin, v'chulub. So all foods, we said, if it's a regular food, a regular drink, even though it has medicinal benefits, person may eat them on Shabbos because like chicken soup and other things, which are normal to be eaten, that's not a violation. It's only that which is exclusively used for a fool. So kola ochlin, laisumai. When it says this is lashon, kola ochlin, all foods, laisumai, what's that coming to include? So laisumai, tchol, lushinayim, the spleen, apparently the spleen of an animal is very beneficial for the teeth. The karshinan livnei ma'ayin, and I don't know what this is, but some type of vetch, it calls it. It's leeks, according to some, so that that's good for the stomach. So it's coming to include these parts of the animal, although they have medicinal benefits, you may eat them on Shabbos. That's what's being included here. Now, kol mashkim, all drinks, lasuya mai, lasuya may tzlafin bechomet, some capers that are mixed together with vinegar, that too is considered a normal drink and may be drunk on Shabbos. So, amalei ravina l'rava, mal lishos may raglaim b'Shabbos, what's the din with respect to drinking meraglaim on Shabbos? So, amalei, tanina kol mashkim shosa, umeraglaim lo shasa incha, people don't drink urine, obviously, and therefore, if one does, it's only for refuah, and therefore, would be usher. Now, this gets into an interesting discussion, nothing we want to think about, but certain medicines, which are very disgusting to us in Baal Tishaksu, that which is gross to us is an isser to eat something that you find to be grotesque. So here, meraglaim is certainly Baal Tishaksu, so they talk about if it's for the purpose of refuah, forgetting Shabbos, just in general, if it's for the purpose of refuah, one would be able to eat it. They talk about, let's say a person has to take eat pig, for example, pig for refuah. There's some types of medicines that have pig in it. But let's say it's not a medicine, you don't say a bracham, but let's say it's like actual pig. They said, if you have this issue, take eat pig. So the din is you have to say a bracha on it, because you're allowed to eat it, you're supposed to eat it, it's for refuah, pekuach nefesh, and it's going to give you flavor, it's going to give you taste, it's going to give you sustenance, you say a bracha. But the Mishabrua says, if it's something that you find to be so disgusting, it's baal tishaksu, even though you're allowed to take it, you would not say a bracha in that case. So actually there's an interesting medrash that brought down by the Ritva and many other Rishonim that says, lasa lava, why is a chazer called a chazer? Because lasa lava, it's going to be lahachzir, it'll be mutter to be eaten according to many Rishonim. So I wonder, would you say bracha? For me, I've had no interest in tasting pig. Zero interest, I'm completely disgusted by pig and bacon. So if one were to eat it, would you say bracha in that case when it's baal tishaksu? Other Rishonim say that medrash happens to not refer to a pig being kosher, the other interpretations for it. But either way, when it comes to baal tishaksu, one would not normally say brach on it. But for refuah purposes, you'd be allowed to take it according to the number of the poskim based on this particular Gemara. So Gemara then says, chutz mimei dekalim, except for water from palm trees. We said that's the one example that you cannot drink on Shabbos. That is exclusively drunk just for refuah. So Tana, the Brisa says, chutz mimei dekarim, which is water of pierces. They explain here it's some type of Egyptian beer. I know at least amongst Muslims, they don't have alcohol. So I don't know if this means like a non-alcohol type of beer. I'm not sure. But that's something else that one cannot drink on Shabbos, because it's only for a fool. So man detani made dekarim, one who holds that the lashon of the Mishnah is made dekarim, the white Egyptian beer, whatever that's made of, shem dokrim es hamara, apparently it's able to dokers, means to pierce, from last week's parsha, even from Shlach, as the pasuk uses this, that it pierces through the gallbladder. Uman damar made dekalim, the water of the palm trees, shiotim minashnei dikli, that comes out between two different palm trees, that's where the water is found. Okay, that's the different lashon. It seems that it's the same thing, I think just describing the same item in two different ways. Either what it's accomplishing, it pierces through the mara, or that it comes from between the two dekalim. So my made dekalim, what does it mean, the water of palm trees? So amarabba bar bruna, tarte, tlai, ika, bimarava. There are two tale in the Marav, in the west, in Eretz Yisrael, which is apparently a tree of the palm tree. It's a type of palm tree. There are many different types, apparently. V'nafka ene demaya mi benayu, and apparently a spring of water comes from this, between these two different palm trees. And kasa kama mirapi, the first cup that you take, that you draw from the spring, it happens to be rough, it loosens the bowels. And idach, the next cup of water you take, mashalsha, gives a person shilshul. And idach, yet the third one, hiecha de'ayli hachanafki, the way it comes out clear, and the whole body has been already taken care of. That's how it works, apparently. So Amr Ula, Ula says, Lididi, Shasi Shikra de Babli, I drank the beer from Babel, Umale Minayu, and it was more effective to me than the water found between the date trees, the palm trees. Vahuda lo ragil bay arban yamim. It's only true if you did not get used to it in 40 days. Is it beneficial? But if you're used to it already, so then the body no longer reacts to the Babylonian beer. So Rav Yosef Amar, Zeisim HaMitzri, we see this actually come up a few places in Shas, Zeisim HaMitzri, what's Zeisim HaMitzri? It's Tilsa Sari, it's a third made of barley, and Tilsa Kurtami, it's a third of saffron, and Tilsa Milcha, it's a third of salt. That's what it is. Again, it's a type of beer, that's all we know from it right here. And Rav Papa Amar, Tilsa Chiti, Tilsa Kurtami, Tilsa Milcha, he says, no, it's a third wheat, not a third barley, and the other two-thirds are made of saffron and of salt, like the above opinion. The Simanach, the mnemonic to remember this is Sisani. It's a mnemonic, Rashi explains how this is a mnemonic, to remember who says what, but I'm not going to go through why that is. V'shasi lu bein divchei latar, the person should drink it in particular between divcha. We always switch the dal and the zayin, just a good mnemonic to have to remember. Those who know diktuk in Hebrew, those not many do, but those who do, you know that sometimes the word you switch when it comes to his pile. His pile, you switch the tuf and shin by his shtamesh, you switch the shin and the tuf. It really should be hit shamesh, you switch the shin and tuf. So the few like that, his zakein, it really should be hit zakein, but you switch the dal and the tuf and zayin switch, and the tuf turns into a dal. And also another one is hit stair. It should be hit tsair, but we switch the tuf and the tzadi, and the tuf turns into a tes, hit stair. So whenever you have those, that in Aramaic, oftentimes you switch it with the that letter to make the Hebrew word. So in other words, the word divcha, the dalet and zayin, is his dakein. So dalet and zayin switch. Divcha really means zivcha, zevach. So zevach refers to a Pesach, where there's a zevach, the carbon Pesach. That's what divcha means, zivcha. That's just a good mnemonic to remember things, those who know. Then I just lost the place for a second. Here we go. V'shasi le'yudafka, when you drink these beers, bein divcha la'tzarta, between Pesach and Atzeres, which is Shus, the kamet merapile, that's when it's able to loosen a person's bowels. The durafi kamele, and those who have a loose bowel, is able to bind them together. So that's when it's most beneficial. The kosi karin, we also mentioned that on Shabbos, a person can't take a type of drink that makes a person sterile. So my kos ikarin, what does it mean? It's okay a person. So I'm a Rabbi Yochanan, laisi maskal zuzay koma alchzandria. A person brings a zuz, the mishkal, this is another example, a tuf and a shin, the mishkal, the weight of a zuz from Alexandria, some type of gum, kuma, some type of gum from Alexandria, Egypt. Umaskal zuzah gaviat gila, and it should be a zuz weight of alum. And maskal zuzah, another weight of a zuz of kurkuma rishka, some type of saffron. You should mix them and grind them together. And this is how you will make a kosi karin. So lezava, now a person who's a zava, a woman who's seeing dam when she shouldn't expect to be seeing it, tal sachama, she should take a third of wine, velo me'akre, and that won't make her sterile. So apparently this helps deal with that zava, but you want to be able to drink it whereby it's not going to make her sterile at the same time. So if you add a third of wine to this ingredient, so that's going to actually still be beneficial for the zava, yet prevent it from making her an akara. And v'leirakano, and for one who has jaundice, who's green, train or yellow, train bishikra, it should be two amounts of a beer should be mixed together, umiakar, and it will also, however, make the person sterile. So lezava tlasa b'chamra v'lo me'akri. So we said above, for one who's a zava, a woman who's seeing dam when she shouldn't be seeing it, you should put in a third amount of wine and it won't make her nakara. V'lo, and if not, what else could she do to stop the zava? Laisi tlasa kipizi shamchei parsai. She should bring some type of Persian onions. V'nishlek b'chamri, boil it together with wine. V'nashke, and she should drink it. V'neimala, and she should say, kum mizovech, let me leave my flow of the zava. And that's what she should do. Vilo, if that's not a possibility, lo say aparshas drachim, she should sit by the highway, and linkate kasa dechamer biyad, they hold a cup of wine, vilesi inche me'achora, and a person should come from behind her, vilibase, and scare her, vilei malei kum mizovech, and you should leave your flow. It's like, you know, I'm not sure if it's true, but they say one who has hiccups, if you scare them, stop the hiccuping. I don't know if that really is true, but it's a similar suggestion here. Scare her from behind with holding a cup of wine, that will help remove the zava. Vilo, if that too is not a possibility or doesn't work, v'laisi buna nechamona, bring a fistful amount of cumin, ubona demurki, a fistful amount of saffron, ubuna deshavlis, and the same amount of fenugreek, v'nishlek v'chamrei, and boil it in wine, v'nashki, she should drink it, v'neimalei, she should say again, kum mizovech, let the flow leave me. V'lo, if that doesn't work, there's still another possibility, there's like another eight possibilities how to get rid of the zava. Laisi shisen she'e didana, she should bring 60 seals of the barrel, v'lishpe, and she should smear it on top of her from this, whatever they use to cover things, cover the barrels up, v'leimile, and she should say, kum mizovech. V'lo, if that doesn't work, laisi pashtina v'lishak b'chame, she should bring some type of, it's called pastina here, it's a type of herb, I know there's a noodle, pasta called pastina, it's not that type of pastina, it's an herb that you would mix together, cook together with wine, v'lashbe, and she should smear it on herself, v'nemele, and she should say, kum mizovech. V'lo, if that does not work, laisi charnuga dehigse ramosi, she should bring, it's called charnuga, they define here, it's again another type of herb that grows apparently near the thorn bushes, says Rashi, and she should take it, and v'likle, and she should burn it, v'lispe b'shachare de kisan mekaita, and she should take the ashes after burning it, and she should take put it in linen rags in the summer. Dafka b'kait is another example. It's kites in the summer. B'shachake da'amar, and she should or she should take some cotton gufna b'sitva in the winter in the fall, and she should mix it together. And v'ilav, that doesn't work or it's not available. Lichre sheva bire, she should take she should dig seven holes, seven burrows, seven pits, seven wells. V'likle busha bishta yalda darla, she should burn in it young orla wine vines, grape vines. V'linkte kasa dechamer biyade, she should hold a cup of wine. V'lokmi maha, and she should stand up from one of the boars she just built or dug. V'losri aha, and she should sit on top of another, stand on top of one, sit over another one. V'lokmi baha, and she should then stand to another hole. V'losri aha, back and forth, stand and sit next to each of the boros. V'achal chad v'chad, and she should eat each time she stands up. And lemele, she should say, kum mizovech. Okay, another few more. V'lov, that does not work. Laisi smida, she should take some type of flour, solace. V'lischei mipalga lesate, she should smear it on the bottom half of her body. V'lemele, kum mizovech. And if the love that does not work still, laisi beasa dinamisa, she should take an egg of an ashuj, v'likle, and burn that egg, v'lispe b'shachake d'kisne b'kaita, and she should mix it together with the ashes in the linen in the kites in the summer, or b'shachake d'amar and cotton d'gufna b'sitva in the fall. The love that doesn't work, there's still liftach lai chavisa, she should open up a barrel of chamer l'shma, and she should open up a barrel of wine for herself l'shma, and that might have some effect on her. And she should dafka. She should drink a lot of it. Rashi says, and v'ilov that doesn't work. Then likte sarta the mishtakach bekfusa the kunna chivar. She should take the barley that can be found underneath in the excrement of a white mule. The inakte chad yoma. If she holds it for one day, this excrement pasked treyoma, and it will stop for 2 days. V'inakte treyoma. If she holds on to the excrement for 2 days, then pasked tlasiyoma. Then the flow will stop for 3 days. If she's willing to hold on to the excrement for 3 consecutive days, then pascha the yom, that's going to get rid of the zava, the dam from flowing when it shouldn't be flowing forever.
So what is
a woman who sees nida dam when she shouldn't be seeing it. As a man who sees a certain emission, but not for now though. But let's go right to the Gemara. It says li rakna train b'shichur b'akar. A person, let's say, has he's a jaundice. He's yellow green in his skin. He should take 2 amounts of beer mixed together with that potion we saw before that was used to make a person an akara. And in doing so, it's also going to make the person sterile. It will make him into an akara. So v'ilo. So now, if the person who has jaundice doesn't have that opportunity, what's another option, another type of refuah to get rid of the jaundice? V'ilo, laisi reisha de shibuta de milcha. A person should take the head of a salted shibuta, it's a type of food. It's actually interesting, I mentioned before about chazer. The Gemara says in Chulin that kol ma de aser achmana hiter achmana. Everything that's aser is also permitted. So the Gemara says, if you want to taste the pig, you should taste the brain, the moach of the shibuta, I think that's what it says, the brain of this type of fish, that tastes like a pig. Okay, either way, you should take the head of this type of this fish, v'lish like b'shichur, and boil it in beer, v'lish and drink it, and that's going to help with the jaundice. V'lo, if not that, Lysi monina, the kamsi, a person should bring the juices of kamsi, which is a locust, to grasshoppers. Vileka monina, the kamsi, if that's not available, Lysi monina, the nikiri, you should take the juice of a nikiri, which is a type of a bird. Vilaili lebebana, and you should bring it to the bathhouse. Vilishbe, and you should smear it on top of the person. Vileka bebani, if there's no bathhouse available. Lokme bein tanur laguda, you should stand between the oven and the wall. And Amar Rebbe Yochanan harota shechavimenu, a person who wants to get warm, he's cold, he has the chills, yikanchenu besidina, he should wrap himself in a sheet. Okay, fine. Gemara says further that Rav Acha bar Yosef Chashbe, he was going through jaundice. He was struck with jaundice. So Avilei Rav Kana Vitzay, he did one of these treatments and it worked. He was healed. Vilo, if that doesn't work, then Laisi Tlasa Kapize Tamri Parsiyasa, a person should take 3 amounts of these Persian dates. Utlasa Kapize Dekira Dinish Terufe, and should take 3 amounts of wax that came from a honeycomb. Utlasa kafisi ahala tlana, and 3 amounts of red aloe. V'lishlokanin b'shichur, and boil them together, all these different things in beer. V'lishain drink it, and that will help the person who is suffering from jaundice. V'lov, that doesn't work. Laisi ala barchamra, a person should bring child of a donkey, a foal of a donkey. V'liglech mitziasa deresha, and shave the middle of the patient's head. V'lishbek le dama me'apusei, and she should draw some blood from the foal's forehead, velosoi areshim, place it on the forehead, on the head, rather, top of the head of the individual, velizar meinei, and a person should be careful, delo las milei, that the blood shouldn't go in his eyes, because that could cause blindness. Vilov, that's not possible, or it doesn't work. Laisi reisha debarcha, the manach bekifsha, a person should take the ram's head, and that had kifsha, kavash, been pickled, velishlog b'shichra, and let it boil in beer, velishay, and should drink it. Vilov, now that, Laisi davar acher chutrana, person should bring what they call davar acher, it's davar acher, it usually refers to chazer, and it does, it's a pig. You should take a pig, and that apparently had some stripes or dots or speckles on it. For likre, you should tear open the chazer, for losei alibe, and place it onto the person's heart. Vilov, that's not a possibility. Laisi karte mikavtusa, the mishe, person should bring leeks from the middle row of the way they're grown in the garden. So that would be another option. The Gemara now says, Ahu taya dechashbe, a certain Arab had drawn this. And Amr le leginai, he said to the person in the garden, Shakal glimai, please take my shirt. Vizav li mishre dekarti, and give me some leeks. So he's exchanging his shirt for the leeks because he wanted to use the leeks to make himself remove the jaundice. Yahiv le, the gardener gave it to him, the achle, and the Arab ate it. Amr le, the Arab said to him, Oshla glimech, lend me your cloak now. Vigne bekala, and I'll sleep a little in your cloak. And ikrach, Ganebe, so he wrapped himself in the cloak of the gardener, and he went to sleep. Kad ichamim v'kame, when he got up, and became hot, he got up. Nafal purta binei, and the cloak fell off, fell away in small different pieces, it just kind of crumbled apart. So the guy was so hot, in essence, that it burnt the shirt entirely. Okay. The Gemara now says further, we said above that person has drawn this, he should mix together that potion with two amounts of beer. So umishari, is that allowed? So at the end of the day, we had said, one of the side effects, many medicines have side effects. So one of the side effects of this removal of jaundice is it makes a person akara. He's sterile. So now we're going to talk just for a few moments. Is that allowed? Can you make yourself sterile? Is that permitted? Umishari, is that allowed? Tanya, a person says, minayin lesiris ba'adam shu'asa. How do we know that a person cannot make himself a seris? You can't make yourself into sterile that you can't have children. You can't do this. It's a deraisa to make a person a saris. Even in yourself, even human beings can't do this. So how's it?
Animals.
What?
To animals.
And he says, Bachem, the drush is chem, the word chem, to you as well, in addition to that. Now, people think it's a big halach lemaisa that being a veterinarian, one of the big things they do is make animals sterile. It's an issa deraisa to make animals sterile. People who buy dogs, one of the rules, I think animals have to be sterile, I think. So you give it to the veterinarian, that's a problem, because the Gemara says in Bava Metzia that although people think Amir L'Akum only applies to Hilchos Shabbos and maybe Hilchos Yontif and Hilchos Chol HaMoed, things that have to do with Issa Melacha, people don't realize that Amir L'Akum applies to every Issa in the book. And the example the Gemara Bava Metzia says is being Mesaris. If you give a Jew owns a dog and he gives it to a doctor, a veterinarian, to be Mesaris, that's an Issa Deraisa of Amir L'Akum. You violate an Issa through Shlichas of a Goy, that's Usser. So it becomes a big problem. How does one sterilize a dog? So either you buy one that's already been sterile, that you didn't do, or there's one Eitzah, you could sell your dog to the Goy for having me do it. It's very complicated, but it's more complicated if you're a veterinarian yourself. If you're from Yid, and you're serving as a veterinarian, how does that work? So the number of shilas do come up. Either way, there's an Issa D'Oraisa to do this to an animal, and in addition, it's also Asur to do it to a human being. So how is this allowed? How can you take this potion if it's going to make a person into an Akara? So the Gemara says, Hani Mila, it's only true Hecha de Kamechavin, if it's the intention is to be Masaris himself. But Hacha Me'atmo, here, his intention is to cure himself from the jaundice, happens to be Memela, happens to be that on the side that it became he became Akar. But that wasn't not his his intention. Yeah, it's a grammar, that's exactly what it is. Dabar Rabbi Yochanan, Yochanan says, Harotza Shiasaris Tarnagol, a person who wants to make a Tarnagol Saris, Yitol Karbalaso, he should take the crest, Mistaris Melov, and it happens on its own. So you didn't directly affect it, but when it's through Grama, it would be allowed. So it happens to be an interesting discussion. They talk when there's a Gemara that says, I think it's a Gemara of Odazar maybe, that says that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mistaris the Levyasan. He's Mistaris Levyasan. This way there can't be any more Levyasan. There can't be any more Tani in these massive, I don't know, dinosaurs or big fish or whatever it is. So they ask, how is the Kadosh Baruch Hu able to do that? It's a Deraisa being Mistaris. And then we know Kadosh Baruch Hu keeps Kol Torah Kula. The Gemara tells in Brachos he wears tefillin. Kadosh Baruch Hu davens. Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Medrash Yushami says he keeps Shabbos. He keeps all the mitzvahs. How is he able to be Masaris? So some say, Rav Yaakov Emden, I think, says that Ein Lomdin Me'agada. We can't learn from Agata. It's an Agata that we don't learn that. That's a halacha l'maisa. Kadosh Baruch Hu was a Masaris, whatever that means. But others suggest that no, fish are not subject to Siris. Why not? Leviathan was a dog. So the pasuk says Ba'ar Tzachem, and only in that which is on the land. Ba'ar Tzachem Lo Sasu Bachem, but Lo Sasu. But that which is in the Yam would be allowed. That's one answer. Another answer is that Siris Mishemayim is different than Siris Bidei Adam. Siris Mishemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was allowed to make things that Siris. How do we know? Because people are born as akaras, as islandists, that they don't have the ability as a Siris. So that's the Bidei Shemayim. So we see from the very fact that the world exists in such a way, it's Bidei Shemayim. So Kadosh Baruch Hu either could create a person that way, have them born that way, or he could even affect it while they're alive. Bidei Shemayim is just a built-in heter, if you will, of Siris. It's a whole interesting conversation of Kadosh Baruch Hu keeping mitzvahs. It becomes a very fun topic. There's just another Gemara here. We have some time. The Gemara Sanhedrin talks about how Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Kohen. Gemara in Tzvachim, Daf Kuf Beis, says that Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Kohen from last week's Parsha, actually, that Miriam is a Mitzaras. So who is the Kohen going to check her? If she's a Mitzaras, who's going to? So the Pasuk says that Aaron can. Aaron is a relative. A relative can't check on, you can't do a via Dayan, you can't be a Kohen on your relative's Mitzaras. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I myself, I'll check, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Kohen. So Kadosh Baruch Hu checked Miriam. So the Gemara Sanhedrin says that a certain apikoros once went to, I think, Rabbi Yasser, was a Rabbi Abohu. He says, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu was a Kohen, so, you know, a Kohen can become Tameh, so then when he buried Moshe Benu, how is he able to become Tahor? It's not allowed. There's no, it goes to the mikvah. Kadosh Baruch Hu can't fit into the mikvah. Even the waters of the world, the Pasuk says, all the waters in the world fit in Hashem's hands. So how does a Kadosh Baruch Hu become Tahor? That was the question he asked. We see Kadosh Baruch Hu keeps halakas. So the answer was that fire also could serve as a mikvah. Just human beings, we can't go into the fire, so we have to go to the water. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu, fire, this fire could be as infinite if you want. It could be as big as you make it. So Kadosh Baruch Hu went into the fire. That's the so Tosfos on the side says, wait a second. But how could the Kadosh Baruch Hu bury Moshe in the first place if he's a Kohen? So Tosfos says because since Bnei Yisrael is his children, his child, so he's allowed to Kohen could be mitamei his own children, or perhaps it's a meis mitzvah. Either way, this whole discussion of Kadosh Baruch Hu giving mitzvahs becomes a very, very interesting discussion. But let's finish off the daf now. The Gemara says we just said that Rabbi Yochanan says you're allowed to misaris the tarnagol if you take off the crest. That's going to memela aide grama. That's going to make it sterile. So v'hama Rav Ashi, doesn't Rav Ashi say rumas ruchahu dinakile that tarnagol has a certain rucha ramas rucha, a certain gaiva to it. And therefore, when it's you remove the crest, its crown, that now it's not. You didn't sterilize it. You just what's the word I'm looking for? You emasculated it. That it just lost its pride. It lost its gaiva. Physically, it can have produce more eggs and chickens. But just sorry, it's a psychological thing. You just lost its you cut them off. So that's why. So the Gemara says Ella Bisaris. So rather, it's the Gemara says now. 1 second here. So the only heter of taking this potion is one who is already a saris is allowed to. Where he already is a kara, it's not going to affect him. He's a saris. But a person who has the ability to have children, it would be aser enachanami aser for him to drink such a potion that would make him into a saris. So Gemara says v'ha'amar Rabbi Chia bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Going now into Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, and we'll just read a couple lines, and we'll stop here. If we get to the mission, maybe get to the mission. It's quick here. We still have 10 minutes. Yeah. The Gemara says Hakol Modim. Everybody agrees. The Mechametz Ach Mechametz, a person who causes Chametz after Chametz, is referring to the Mincha that comes to most things in the Beis Hamikdash were made of matzah. There are a couple exceptions. The Mishnah Menachos says the three exceptions of Chametz that exist, I think, is Alechem Apanim, Shtei Alechem of Shavuos, and carbon toda, the four types of carbon todas, three types are types of matzahs, one type is chametz, but everything else, every mincha, stam mincha, was not chametz. If a person makes the mincha chametz, he violates an iser. So the Gemara says, ha-mechametz, ha-mechametz, a person who makes something chametz again after already was once chametz, shu chayv yischayv shenemar, lo se'afei chametz, and it says again, lo se'asei chametz, why two psukim here? They tell me that if you make one mincha chametz, then you make the rest of that same mincha chametz as well, you can violate two different yisurim, even on the same chepsa. And similarly, the misaris acha misaris, a person who castrates a person and makes him again sterile a second time, even though the maisa, once he's saris once, he can make him saris twice. But you do two different maisas to make it. You know, the different parts, without getting into the graphic details, the different ways a person can be misaris an individual, so you could cut different parts of the organ. So doing so could, in theory, even though he, the maisa, can't have children after one event, if you do another Maisa series on that same person, you could violate it two different times. The Masaris Acha Masaris, Shu Chai, the person's Chai for doing so. Shenemar, Umoch, the Kosis Venosik Vacharis. The Pasuk describes different areas of way the Beitim could be ineffective. Im Al Hakaris Chai, one's Chai for cutting off the Beitim. Al Nosik, Lakoshka, and certainly on detaching them, should be Chai. So Ella, why does it say all these different examples? Again, I would have known. If Moch, rather, if Karis is Asr, certainly Nasik would be even more Asr. So why specify each case? So Ella, we learn from here, Lahavi, Nosik, Acha, Karis, that if one already was a Karis, which means to cut, but not to detach, and then afterwards is Nosik, he detached even further, Shuchayiv, even though the man couldn't have children as it is, so we see Mesaris, Acha, Mesaris is Asr. So here as well, although the person's already a Siris, to have him drink this potion to make him a Siris on top of a Siris, Mesaris, Acha, Mesaris should still be Asr. So the Gemara says, Ella must be bezakin, a person who's a zakin, that person who can't have children, is too old to have children. So that's not even a serious thing. That's apparently a different level. So I'm not sure why that's not different, but the understanding is a zakin is not subject to serious at all. For Hamar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan say, Hein, hein, hechzun la narasi. So he says, no, apparently this type of, there's a certain type of potion, I'm not sure, this particular drink, that made a person who was once a saris to a zakin, he brought him back to his younger ages. So there's actually a way to bring an old person back to a young age. So so apparently one who's a zakin isn't always going to be a saris. Ela Beisha, referring to a woman. And women are not subject to this din as much. Rashi explains Ela Beisha, right before the Rashi's in the Mishnah. How do we know? Just Rashi quotes the Gemara. Yivamos puravu b'molos ha'aretz v'chavshu. The pasuk says that you should procreate, you should fill the land and take it over. Ish darcha l'chavish, vein darcha shel ish l'chavish. A man's nature is to conquer. It's not the nature of a woman to conquer. And therefore, woman, since it's built in v'chavshua, is a description of the goals of puravu. Women are therefore put in puravu. As a side point, there's a discussion whether Ever Kanani is chayv in mitzvahs. Is he chayv in puravu or not? Some say, yeah, he's a man. Others say, no, but since Ever Kanani can't conquer, doesn't have the independence to conquer, he's pater from puravu based on this particular drasha. That's what the Gemara says. Exactly. So then the Gemara says, Ul Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Damar al Shem Hu Omer. He argues and says, he's a Das Yach, we don't pass in this way, but he argues and says that women are Chayiv in Puravu. As it says, Vayivarech Osam Elokim, Vayom Lehem Elokim Puravu. He was talking to them, both of them, the only two people in the world, which is Adam and Chava. So the Puravu was directed at both Adam and Chava, both men and women. So Ma'ik, remember, what's he going to say? What are we talking about here? That you're allowed to drink this potion if it's going to make them into a Siris, into an Akara. So the Gemara says, Bizakena inami bakara. So we're talking about a woman who's very old. The stam woman who's young, so inami, you can't make her nakara. But if she's a kena, or she's already known to be nakara, then it would be allowed. Apparently that would be different than a man. The obligation, even for Yochanan, apparently for a woman, is much less than that of a man. So they're more atayim for a woman, according to this Gemara. Okay, we'll stop here. Mitzvah Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.